Hello, my people. Yeah, welcome back to Voice of Life with the real Jumolo. I know you missed me. Yeah, I missed you guys too. So yeah, welcome back once again. It is entertaining today and it's going to be fun. And some secrets are going to be leaking out like pew, pew, pew. So I have here with me Samuel. God. Oh, black and shine. Samuel, don't worry. You don't need to hide me like that. It is not necessary. Just calm down. And I have here. Oh my God, I have here Rahimat. Rahimat, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Is that a Sean? Did you just Sean me?
Sean, bro.
Please don't act like Samuel. You know, Samuel is a snitch. Don't even act like him at all. Samuel, you're a snitch.
Tell me what you mean by snitch.
Samuel, you're a snitch. Don't worry. So, Samuel, how are you?
I'm very good.
How is NYC?
I think I'm treating NYC right. Ah. Not treating me. I'm putting in efforts to actually make sure I give my test. Mm-hmm.
So, you're the one treating NYC right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to do ideas. Rahimat,
how is NYC treating you?
Jesus
Christ!
My family.
You want to go back home?
Yeah, not really. I actually love it. Mm-hmm. I love it here. Mm-hmm. It is nice and cool. Mm-hmm. Just there are some things that are
I'm enjoying NYC. I don't know why you guys want to go home.
Yeah, because you're enjoying it. I'm happy for
it's
you.
It's just 3 months. Yeah, 3 months out of a year. You guys want to go home already?
Yeah, maybe because there's nothing fun.
No, depending on where you're posted now, I feel, yes, you have the better advantage to me, yeah, because of where I was posted. Yeah, I was posted in the...
Where people are receiving more... than me. I always receive 33k. People receive more than me.
That wasn't
Ha! Jesus!
Yeah.
See, whatever. I don't even care. People are snitching on your PPA. See, don't worry. But it is actually nice having you guys around. Like, I called on you guys and you guys answered.
God, oh! I called you. You called me.
Because, yeah, I do not call. I don't like calling, but yeah, I text. You are the one that I know online.
Who did you text? When last did you text me?
My birthday. I texted you called me on my birthday.
Thank you very much.
I hate you. I'm not going there. You're not going to be exposing my ass here. I hate you.
No problem.
So, Samuel, like, there's this topic I just want us to brood on, like, fears. We won't say fears. Like, literally, generally, what do you call fears?
You are afraid of something you don't want to happen, something you forebode, something you cannot think of happening.
Wow.
Something negative, so to say.
Negative. Rahimat, can you relate? Like,
yeah, I actually relate, because if you hate something you don't want it to happen, sorry, come to pass, something you are afraid of, you are scared of it. Something you don't even want to imagine.
So now, for example, what are the things you feel like personally you don't even want it to happen?
Feel not getting what I actually deserve in this life.
For example,
when you say you deserve, like, life is a bitch normally.
Yeah.
So you cannot say you what you deserve. Nobody cares about what you deserve.
Yeah,
actually,
nobody cares about what you deserve.
But there should be something you deserve that you should get.
As a human being, mm-hmm. we individuals, mm-hmm. there should be something where personally, you would think, okay, yeah, I deserve this.
You're obliged to this thing.
Yes.
I think he's right, Samuel.
If you feel you deserve it, then you work towards it now.
Yeah, working like towards I said, something and not getting it.
Hey.
The fear of working towards something and not getting it.
Like, for example, what have you been working towards and you're not getting that you feel like it is still your fear? I can't.
To me, when it comes to, let's say, financial aspects, mm-hmm. I can still say I have a personal contact, because at least when I put a cold shoe and tell them I need this and this, at least.
They come true
out of 100, I can say 50
come true.
But
I'm happy for you.
I wanted to ask Samuel that. Is it actually like that to you?
People like us now.
Because, nobody comes true for me. I, I'm even in tears. Let's add that to it.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't say.
Yeah, yeah. Some certain occasions, yeah, I have had a lot of people that has come through for me in life.
Yeah.
If at all, I would say I won't be where I am if
not
my family.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that too. But then again, we feel like there are some people that it is their duty to just support us, which is family. But I mean, when you are putting culture to friends in some particular moment of
friends.
Your life, nobody just come out for me. I'm not joking.
Don't call friends for money because all my friends think I have money.
God
so
bless
me calling
you.
Them like,
God bless
what
you.
The fuck, bro? You have money. You have
funny,
money.
Funny
so I can't call my friends for money.
I swear.
Oh, it's a no go area.
Funny thing about my life, yeah, mm-hmm. The way I have lived my life so far, I have never been in that position where like I have to ask a friend for money. Like I have people that ask me for money and I always come through for them, but I don't actually put myself in a position where I have to ask
for money
from a friend.
But yeah, I feel like Shebi, we're friends, so we should always have each other's
so,
back.
Understand
yeah,
what
exactly.
I'm saying, understand what I'm saying. Yeah, now when you're like, when you're not, you don't have any problems, let me not say, like, I try to plan for every eventuality,
okay?
Yeah, because like I said, expectations, like, you always leads to disappointment. And mm-hmm. when you're expecting a friend to come through for you and everything, and at the end of the day, it doesn't happen that way. Like, mm-hmm. you feel somewhat like down, so to say, because, okay, you expected this thing from this guy. Okay, this is what happened. How come he didn't come through?
Okay, fine. You say the fear of financial troubles. What other fears? Some more.
Okay, if I'm going to talk about your relationship, the way currently relationships are going on right now, mm-hmm. nobody is sure of anything anymore.
I should not even go through that relationship talk. That one is 100 over 100 fear. Yeah. Because God.
What was 100 over 100? 1 million over 1 million? What the fuck?
Really, what? Really? I feel like the best thing to do in this life is maybe after you work hard, you have your money, you go for your taste, for what you want. Yeah. And I pray at that period, you get that taste that you have been working towards.
I have a friend
because
that,
God.
She used to tell me that, whenever I have money, fuck love.
Jeez.
Fuck love.
That's
like,
not
the thing she
I like love.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah,
she'll go to
love.
A spam bank, mm-hmm. collect spam, mm-hmm. give bet. And flex and
no,
see,
me,
that's,
I
that's
want
the thing about women these days.
No.
Yeah.
It's not about women, no.
Down,
yeah, I like
do you
love.
Know what break that some of the girls have gone through that they'll be like, fuck,
me,
I'm
I even they chop.
When it comes
well,
to slouch break, please, I'm the king.
And they chop.
You see,
Mr. West,
like, hey, I'll make you for your call. I'm the king.
Okay,
for everything a lady has gone through because of relationship, a guy has also gone through.
Yeah, 100.
Well, I'm not denying that.
So, what are you saying?
Me, I'm not denying that.
We're just speaking from each other aspect.
We're talking about fears. Bar and talk about relationship failure, and I'm saying I'm the king of what breakfast chopper. Me, I the chopper and well
left and right.
My breakfast can even come as dinner sometimes.
Well,
because
see,
yeah,
my heart is still in that. I told you this before. I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, you told
so
me actually,
my
but
heart
me,
still
me, yeah, they serve me.
Breakfast,
I used to
lunch,
that,
dinner.
I used to think that it is
else?
Women that serve men
breakfast.
But in my situation, it is vice versa. Like it is. Like clockwise or anti-clock, I don't even understand.
It's all
different for everybody.
Now you made mention of something. Women will have money and they'll say they don't need any husbands or they don't need anything.
It's not does
That's
not apply to me.
Tell me why a lady will have money now and she says she doesn't need a man. But a lady, a man will like go and acquire all the money and come for you, and you know, men acquire money for the ladies. But once women have money, they just tend
it's
to.
It's not our fault.
Need.
Do you
it's
know
not our fault. Actually, when she told me,
now.
Actually, reason from my point of view, because when she told me her story, I was like,
to
babe,
suffer.
Babe,
you go get money past your husband. Now, voila. Well, I was talking to Ejiro this. Ejiro, you should listen to this voice, to this podcast. I was talking to Ejiro. I said, if woman get money past man for this Nigeria before, she won't have rest of mind. But now, men are even ready to eat your money.
Yeah.
And after they are done eating it, they do
it's
what?
It's only your money.
They eat your body too, man.
Thank you.
I still say the same thing. Yeah, it goes for men also.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
me, I still believe in love, bro. I like that thing, being clingy, audience. I love it. So as a like, as
actually,
a believe,
love to be loved because I'm a very loving person.
Oh,
wonderful! I like
Rahimai, she's a sweet girl. So we say okay. We say financial. We say relationship. What other stuff? What about dreams and goals?
Yeah,
it's the fear of failure now. Yeah, because we all aspire to be something great in life.
Yeah.
And you know, based on the way. Mm-hmm. Let me just put it Nigerian, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria, we Nigerian. Where Nigeria is in the Nigerian economy, it mm-hmm. has affected like a whole lot of things.
A whole lot.
You know. But then again, we can only pray.
Can pray actually do something?
We can pray. We can actually pray.
Because without prayer, there's so many things that the society are supposed to actually be doing even without prayers. Do you know?
Yes.
There's so many amenities that we're supposed to have, like closer. I don't know how I'm going to put it. Like free of charge without paying,
that
we're lacking.
I think Africans are really on the mentality of survival.
Yes.
Due to like
we're not living.
When you have the mentality of survival, it's a different thing now because we're not living. Yeah, but if you see over there now in the States and everything, there's water, there's light.
They're just living
everything.
Their life.
And you'll come up when you're relaxed and everything, and an idea pops into your head. But when you're thinking, ah, Omo, God, just don't go, you never pay house rent,
you never see light,
all these things is what you're going to be thinking about.
There are so many fears. So now that we've listed some attributes of fears, what other way do you think we can conquer these fears?
Yeah, working towards dream, standing on your goals, like being your own boss.
Do you think that's enough? Being your own boss. We have so many online vendors already that are not even making any sales. Is that?
You don't have to sell something for you to be your own boss.
Okay, you have a point.
You don't have to sell something for you to be your own boss.
How do you know how to be your own boss without money?
You have to make money.
How do you make the money?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Because
the economic system of Nigeria is already fucked up already.
You're just talking, baby girl.
It's literally almost there already.
Yes. Because if you don't want all this lack of relationship or relationship failure, it's because there's no money.
Yeah.
There's no adequate. Because if there is money, who is not fine?
Nobody.
Who is not fine? Who is not intelligent?
You just told me I'm not fine right now. So.
As long as you have money now, I won't say that. Imagine you bring in your car and you park down there and you enter. And I'm like, oh my God! And I'm screaming, someone! For real! Because I feel like working towards your goals alone is not just going to. We have so many thousands of youths working towards their goals and they've still not achieved it yet.
We can be helping hands to each other. The rich should help the poor. The poor should help.
Amen. It's like you just prayed now. Amen. Amen. Fire. It's like you just prayed. Rich should help who? They've turned this corporation to family.
Yeah,
family.
That's what I'm saying. Are they being this?
And the poor are getting what?
Poorer.
That's what you see when somebody is like trying to. You're somebody that's actually been like instigating against the whole Nigerian system and everything, and you now see where somebody will, after like cursing on probably the government and everything, the government then comes and says, oh yeah, this 20 million, calm down.
You forget
tell
everything.
Me, why? Yeah. Why? You've not seen 20 million in your life. So
everything.
Once you can just like reach that, probably, okay, say the guy is, there's the higher class, the lower class, and the middle class and the lower class. So for, say you're as from a lower class now, you just somebody gives you 20 million, you automatically move to that the middle class. And once you're in that middle class, you're comfortable.
Yeah.
You just start to, you know, just leave the other people where they are, because that's the thing.
They
it's
feel
all
like
money.
You can't carry everybody. You have to
you carry yourself
face before you lap another person.
Yeah. So that's the issue.
Well, thank you very much, Samuel. Thank you so much, Raymond. Well, for me, I just pray I achieve everything. If not all, at least 90% of my dreams and my goals. Because, financially, I need help. Even mentally and spiritually, I'm not balanced. You understand?
I'm not even on 0% today. Like, on a very, very, like, 0%.
Emotionally, or more. Do you know what they say? Ofi, we report here. Now, what thing will they use for Nigeria with that? Why is it stubbornness to put everything? That's just what we do. Like strong head, I think that's better. Use a strong head to just do everything. Well, my people, thank you very much for listening to us. Yeah, that is the fears. Everybody have their fears. You have your fear of not making it, fear of being the tail instead of the head, fear of going out and not coming back in a day. Jesus Christ.
Like, this life is very difficult. Yeah,
I swear.
Like I said, they did a burial today on my side, and it's just... Okay, my principal was fortunate not to have been amongst them, because they had a meeting.
Okay.
And my principal was like, okay, you guys should just go. I think they were going to Ado. Hmm. Or they were coming to Ado. They were coming to Ado, and he was like, okay, you guys should just enter this photo.
Let
me go and eat. Oh, I'll drive and come up. They did not even leave the community,
Jesus
and
Christ.
The whole motor was like it was in flames. I think there were only about two people that survived.
Can you imagine? That is another fear.
So this life is very fearful.
Imagine adult to your distance is over 13 minutes. Imagine. And they did not even leave the community, like he said. Fear of not returning. Jesus Christ. So many fears. We might not be able to treat so many fears, because the one we have in mind, the one that is paining us, is the one we remember the most.
Yeah.
Fear of losing a friend, somebody closer to you. It's not necessarily your lover. Fear of hearing that
overcoming the fear.
Yes. Like no, Samuel is not close to that person. But for the fact that he heard that, they didn't even leave. You know, we're human. It will tickle you like, God, this person is also human. He has child or he has children. And you could imagine so many failures, so many things that are scaring us. So many things were just, sometimes you just sit in the corner of your house when there is nobody. They just be thinking, hey, God, will I make it like this? Is this the right way? Am I doing it the right way? Look at this person. Do you know the funniest part? You can just sleep and wake up and everything changes for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
like that.
You just be like, wow. And everybody be like, I know her. I used to know her. Mm-hmm. It's not Junwo. It's not this. It's not that. That girl. You could imagine how God can just change things around for you.
Yeah.
Well, my people, don't let us bore you with so many thoughts. Well, we're back finally. Thank you so much for listening to us, and we hope we educate, we enlighten, and we bring better things to your knowledge. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Meet you some other days. Bye.